This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
We made it to Labor Day, the last big moment of the summer for seafood shacks along the coast. Lobster prices have been shockingly low again this summer, $2.20 a pound dockside. Climate change is a key reason given. But what is going on with shrimp? The price is through the roof. Marketplace's Adrian Hill is looking into this. Morning, Adrian.
Good morning, David.
So when it comes to shrimp, how much more expensive are we talking about?
Well, for some types of shrimp, we're at sort of 52-week highs with shrimp prices. For others, we're at all-time high shrimp prices. According to a company called Urner Barry, prices of shrimp are actually up about 50% since the beginning of the year.
Why?
Well, the first thing you've got to know is that 90% of the shrimp we eat in the U.S., or right around there, is imported from other countries, places like Thailand. According to the USDA, they sent $1.2 billion of shrimp to us last year. That's a lot of shrimp.
So it's not necessarily Bubba Gump's shrimp boat off of Louisiana that's bringing in the shrimp, but what is the problem with the Thai shrimp farms?
Well, at shrimp farms in Thailand and in China and in Vietnam, again, where a lot of our shrimp come from, there's a shrimp disease called early mortality syndrome. And you might guess it kills shrimp early. By some estimates, the shrimp crop in Thailand is going to be down 30% because all these shrimp are dying off. And fewer shrimp means higher prices.
Any estimations for how long we'll have to keep paying prices like this?
Well, it's not clear. I mean, there's an expectation it's going to take a while for these shrimp farms to actually get back up to speed to get their shrimp healthy again. There are shrimp farmers in other parts of the world that are trying to step in. Ecuador and India have upped their shrimp production. But the really big unknown is whether or not you and I are going to pay all this extra money for shrimp.
In other words, whether or not the demand will still be there as this price spike continues.
Exactly.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David.